Hey Bethany Church, this is Pastor Jordan. We've arrived in Uganda. We're at Lake Victoria. We spent the last week in Tanzania with Bishop Aludi and ministered at the pastor seminar. Had four powerful days with 800 leaders from different nations. We're on our way to the village of Gulu with our friend Dinas Misuwege, who works with Teen Challenge, and we'll be there over the weekend. Thank you for your support of Teen Challenge. I love that they're here with us today. We love you all. I'll see you next Sunday. Bye-bye.
So, Pastor Jordan, let the cat out of the bag. We have some guests here this morning with us. Teen Challenge is actually going to be taking over the service here now. And we get to hear some of their testimonies. We get to hear about some of the work that God's doing in Adult and Teen Challenge here in Billings. I'd like to introduce my brother and friend, the director of the local Teen Challenge here, Ryan Club. We got to know each other about a year ago now, is when we first were meeting. And we love the work that they're doing in Billings and the hearts and lives of young men all around Billings. And even, I think you guys affect some of the state too, oh, right? Yeah. Yeah, all over. Absolutely. So, all right, brother, it's all you.
Appreciate it. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Like Pastor said, my name's Ryan. Ryan Club. I am the director here at the Billings campus of Adult and Teen Challenge. First, and before we get started, I just really want to say thank you to this church, to their leadership team. They've been just great brothers to us, our staff, mentors, and then just the support that this church and they've shown us has been invaluable. So we're just so thankful for this church and so many churches like you, but this one specifically is near and dear to our heart. So we want to thank you guys. My name's Ryan. I am now the director here at the Billings Campus Challenge. Interestingly enough, today, June 23rd, is the 7-year anniversary of the day that I graduated at Adult and Teen Challenge back in 2017. Pretty cool. My wife, she's actually here as well, and I've got three kids that are over in kids ministry. So the Lord, through the ministry of Adult and Teen Challenge, took me from being a homeless heroin addict living on the streets of Tulsa, Oklahoma, to now being a father, a husband, and working in ministry. So this, amen to that, yeah. The Lord has done an amazing work in my life, and He's doing that same work in many of the lives of the men that we have here in Billings. So the Billings Campus of Adult and Teen Challenge, I'm sure many of you are familiar. We will have been open 4 years in October of this year. The dream of Adult and Teen Challenge in Billings, Montana started way back around that time that I completed Teen Challenge and then decided to come on staff. I met a man named Randall Wilbur, which some of you may be familiar with him. He was the first director here at the Billings campus. And we used to sit in our office back in Oklahoma, where we went through Teen Challenge, and dream about Oklahoma and a Teen Challenge somewhere where they didn't have one. And as the Lord does, we thought it was an impossible, just some kind of fantasy dream. And the Lord moved, and sure enough, we came up here in 2020 and opened the doors of Adult and Teen Challenge here in Billings. Since then, a lot's happened. We were up in the Heights in about a 7-bedroom house. And now, as of, I guess it was probably August of last year, we're in a 5-acre property out here on the West End at 53rd and King Avenue, where we have two houses or buildings that we're operating in. We went from being able to hold 12 men to now, with interns included, we're up to about 20 guys. Currently, we have 15 students, 3 interns, 2 live on staff, so full. And we got a lot of dreams and hopes that we want to do with that property. We're actually currently in discussions with an architect about designing a multi-purpose building where we could turn all of our existing space into all housing and then run the program out of a multi-purpose building. So a lot's happened in a relatively short amount of time here at Adult and Teen Challenge in Billings. I did want to, just for a minute, share a little more about my testimony I think the cool thing about Adult and Teen Challenge services and the thing that we want to hear stories about how God changes people's lives, right? And so I, back in 2016, found myself homeless, like I said, on the streets of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'd been addicted for opiates and eventually heroin for about 10 years at the time. I had tried every kind of program you could imagine. I'd done the 30-day, the 60-day, the 90-day. I did a six-month program. Every day, every time I went through those programs, I used the day I left every single time. I never, unless I was in a program, I had no ability to maintain any level of sobriety or live any kind of normal life. And so not looking for Jesus, I found myself at Adult and Teen Challenge because I needed help. And how many knows that, you know, I didn't find Jesus, he found me. Because all me and my dad did is we got on the internet and we Googled long-term treatment program. We knew, well, we tried all the other links. How about a year? Just so happens that Adult and Teen Challenge, you know, we're a year-long residential discipleship program. And so I said, yeah, why not? Let's try that. And I got there. Wasn't necessarily, like I said, there looking for a relationship with Jesus. But there was a lot of men there when I arrived that started to bring me along on that journey. And after I'd been at the program for a few months, the Lord got a hold of my heart. And he radically changed my life. And I went from the kind of person, I was telling somebody this story earlier, and this is sad, but it's true. When I would show up for a Christmas or a Thanksgiving once every 3 years, you know, in my 20s and my early 30s, all the women locked their purses in a room. You know, that's the kind of guy that I was. I was a thief, an addict, a liar. Every word that came out of my mouth was a lie. Nobody trusted me with anything. I mean, you wouldn't have trusted me with, you know, a cup of coffee, nothing. And so then the Lord started to really change, you know, change my heart and change my life. And now here we are, certain amount of years later, I guess 7 years, 8 years since I went into the program. And, you know, I've been trusted with an entire ministry and these men's lives and, you know, my family and my children's lives. And so through the ministry of Adult and Teen Challenge, God really does amazing work in people's lives. And my story isn't, all of our stories are a little bit different, but God is doing that same work in many other men here in Billings right now. How many here, quick show of hands, are familiar with Adult and Teen Challenge? I know some in this church probably are, quite a few. You know, like I said, we are a year-long discipleship program. Our belief is this. You know, my goal when men come into the program isn't necessarily that people get sober. I want to introduce men to Jesus. And I know through a radical life change brought on by new life in Christ, sobriety is going to be a byproduct of that. You know, so that's our goal. We want to provide a space where men can come and seek the Lord. And we believe very deeply, we have, I guess you could call it a key verse at Adult and Teen Challenge. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. And that says that those who are in Christ are a new creation, which is different than what the world says. The treatment element of the world says once an addict, always an addict. You know, it's this white knuckle every day. We believe, no, that old life, you can die to that. And you can become something completely new. Amen. And I know this, I didn't have hope for a lot of years. So the mission statement, I guess you could say, for Pacific Northwest Adult and Teen Challenges, we want to put hope within reach of every addict until all live free. I didn't have hope for 15, 20 years of my life. Why? Because I was told this is going to be something, you're going to be this person the rest of your life, and you're just going to have to, you know, wrestle with it. And then I heard the message of 2 Corinthians 5:17 and the message of Jesus, which said that I could be something brand new, and I could die to that old life and leave that, be buried with Christ and raised to new life. Amen. And that message gave me hope. I finally had hope for the first time in my life because of Jesus and because of the ministry of Adult and Teen Challenge introducing me and opening my eyes to that. I want to look at that comprehensive approach side. I real quickly, just go over kind of how we do ministry, I guess you could say, or our discipleship program. So we have our comprehensive approach wheel, and it consists of four parts. We have our residential recovery. That's our year-long discipleship program. And so what that is that's a structured program where the men come and they live for an entire year, and every part of their daily life is in the program. And the most important things to us are, the first thing these guys do every morning when we get up is we get into the Bible, and we do devotions every day. After that, we move directly into chapel. And so again, my main goal, you know, we have a whole curriculum that's biblically based, but my main goal is just to provide a space where men can come in contact with the Lord Jesus. And I know that if that can happen, their lives are going to change. Our second part is our vocational training. So these guys, this isn't like, I can't remember the name of some of those fancy treatment programs where you go and you're in the spa and, you know, you're getting massages and you're doing all this kind of stuff. These men are actively a part of supporting themselves while in the program. So 5 days a week, they're going to work. And we work for a number of businesses around town, learning vocational training skills. And then more importantly for us, we're worried about the foundational work things like work ethic, work attitude, biblical work attitude, what it means to work as unto the Lord. Because I know this, and this was true in my life for the little bit of time that I've been away from Teen Challenge since I graduated the program. Wherever I went, I was one of the best employees there. Why? Because I learned how to work as unto the Lord. And I had a good work attitude and a positive outlook on vocations. And so that's important to us. The third part there at the bottom, that's our outreach part of the comprehensive approach wheel. You know, the Ministry of Adult and Teen Challenge was actually founded on outreach. So David Wilkerson, who started Adult and Teen Challenge in 1958 in New York, he was at his desk in his study reading the Bible. He had made a deal with God that he was going to throw away his TV and pray because he got convicted. And during that time, a magazine came across his desk about some boys that had murdered another boy in New York City. And God spoke to him that moment and said, go to New York and help those boys. So a country pastor from Pennsylvania that just jumps in the car and goes to New York City. And he went there. And he started doing evangelism and outreach. He was on the streets with the teenagers. And then they realized, well, all these people are coming to Christ, but we need somewhere for them to go and to continue on in that discipleship. And so that's how Adult and Teen Challenge started. And literally all they did in those first few years is they woke up, they read their Bible for like 4 hours, and they hit the streets. And they went and they ministered and did evangelism and outreach. So outreach is still a big part of what we do. You know, we want to teach our men that you need to get outside of yourself. You know, a lot of us, especially growing up in the Western culture, it's a life curved in. Everything's about us. It's individualism. It's, you know, my wants, my needs, what I need to do. And I found it's bondage, and the end of that is it's a dead end. But when we learn to live outside of ourselves and serve other people, man, we can walk in real freedom. And so outreach is still a big part of the ministry. And then we have our life renewal. That's what we call it. It says behavioral health services. What that is the only state licensed and nationally accredited biblical and clinical substance abuse counseling in the state of Montana. So we have a life renewal counselor that's a wonderful woman of God, and they're in there, and what are they doing? She's taking the skills that she learned in the clinical world, and they're bringing the Bible in. And they're talking about Scripture, and it's still all founded on the principles of the Bible and still with Christ at the center. So you see in the middle we have, it's like a little man in the cross. That's our students, and that's the cross, and that is the most important thing. Everything revolves around that, as you can see. And so that's the most important thing, that we introduce men to Jesus. And so that's how we do ministry in, I guess, a technical way. I do, you know, like I said, the most important part, I think, of these services is that you get an opportunity to hear from some of our guys, a couple of our guys, about what the Lord is doing in their life. So I do want to bring up Aaron real quick. Aaron is, give him a round. How long you been here, Aaron, in the program?
4 months.
Aaron's been with us about 4 months, and he's going to share with you guys what the Lord's doing in his life.
Hi, guys. I'm Aaron. What's up? I've been here about 4 months, and I actually completed a teen challenge in Southern California April 2014. Took me about 17 months to go through, so I've been a part of Teen Challenge since I was like 19. I fell harder than I ever did, fell into intravenous use, and went away and, you know, tried it again, came back to Teen Challenge, left. This is actually my fifth time in this program, and one of the verses that I know is true is the one that says he is faithful and he'll complete what he started. He started something in me years and years ago, and keeps on calling me back. This place didn't save me. It's the people involved that have pushed me toward God that really speak to me. I see broken people, all walks of life, rich, poor, black, white, and everybody stays here because they know that God, something is here that you're not able to get, and that something is God. I've lived in Whitefish since 2014. After I left Teen Challenge, moved to Montana with my family, and fell into intravenous use. And I went away for about 3 years due to crimes and whatnot. And in that time, God was like speaking to me, and I got out of pre-release about 4 months ago. And it was a choice either to go right back to Whitefish, be at the VFW at 10 a.m. with the war vets, having a drink like I'm retired or something, but I'm not. It's just common to do out there. So it's like, or I could go to Teen Challenge for 6 months, try to get my life back on track, and you know, continue to do what God wants me to do. So I've been here 4 months, and he's really put it on my heart and mind to do an apprenticeship. It's a year long. In the process of working on that, something that God's done is, for me, that's huge is, he's, put family back in my life that I never thought I would have back. When I was away for a few years, I'd write little poems and whatnot. And one little line I wrote was, "Will I live to see 23 or die before my sister turns 14? Our birthdays are 3 days apart." So that's where my mind was at. I didn't know what was going to happen the next day. Life took over, and just recently, she's came back in my life, and I told God, like, not even a week before that, I was like, all right, I've surrendered back to you, like, and just doing that, he was like, here's your sister back, and so she's a big part of, you know, yeah, it's awesome. You know, she's got her own testimony, but she's been through a lot, and she's turning to God, and I want to be a good role model for her, because she's been around my whole life. She's my sister. So she's seen me in Teen Challenge 12 years ago, and she sees me back here now, and in years, and I would talk to her like once every year or two for the past 7 years, and every conversation we've had, I talk to her a couple times a week. We pray at the end of it, you know. That's just huge, hearing my little sister's voice, like, come back to her. She's actually flying out to Montana tomorrow, and I'm going to see her next month. I'm flying out to Whitefish to visit her. I'm going to have a birthday with her, so it's going to be awesome. And I have a safety net knowing that if I need to come back early for any reason, I don't have to stay gone my whole past. I could come back sooner if I need to. I don't know too much what else to say. Thank you guys for letting me come up. Yeah. Love you guys.
You know, I think it's such a beautiful picture of God's faithfulness. You know, Teen Challenge. The reality is, life is hard. And, you know, God does a work in our lives, and sometimes we go the other way. It's not uncommon. But once God really gets a hold of you, like Aaron said, just will not let him go. No matter how hard he tries to continue to run, God continues to grab a hold of him and bring him back. Because that's the kind of God that we serve. He's a faithful God, and once you're marked, you're ruined to the world. Amen? And so I just think it's such, you know, I think, you know, some people may be hesitant. Oh, are we going to bring a restoration guy up? Because does that say something bad about Teen Challenge? Like things didn't work? It's like, no, that's life. And God is good. And once he sought you, you're marked, he's coming after you. And you can't get away from him. And praise God that Aaron's back and surrendering his life again. And I know that God's got big things for him. So, I think that's a beautiful testimony myself. So I did want to mention a couple other things. We got another testimony. One of the cool things that we get to do at Adult and Teen Challenge, one important part is here in August, on August 17th, our whole campus, we all load up in a couple vans and we drive over to Spokane, Washington. And we meet up with all the other Teen Challenge, all other 15 programs in the Pacific Northwest region. It's an amazing time. If you could just be in a room where there's 500 ex-drug addicts worshiping Jesus, I'm telling you, it's something powerful. The Bible says those who are forgiven much love much. And I promise you, every one of us has been forgiven of a lot. And so you get us in the room worshiping Jesus and powerful things happen. So we're super excited about that. Is speaking at our spiritual emphasis this year. So and so right now, we're actually going through the process of doing our fundraising. We got to raise the funds to go to camp. But it's just such an important time for these guys to get together with other leaders in Teen Challenge and other people and get together and worship Jesus. And I've been to a bunch of spiritual emphases now, and they're just so impactful and so big. So I just wanted to share with you guys that we're going to be doing that here in August. And another thing that's kind of on our radar, just to inform you guys of what's going on, but we're currently in the hunt for a commercial property here in Billings to hopefully start our super thrift. So Adult and Teen Challenge has always done thrift stores, and they're different than a normal thrift store, I promise you. They're really nice, really well done, and so keep an eye out for that. Hopefully, before too long, within the next 6 months, we'll have, you know, another foothold in the community. It's a great place for people to come, and obviously, you know, there's, you know, stuff to buy and whatnot, but really more than anything, it's just so we can be a light in the community. I've worked at the Teen Challenge thrift stores, and you know, people come in, it's a funnel for people to come in, and it's like, hey man, you need help, come on, let's go, and bring them into the program and pray with people, and just, so that's another thing that we kind of got on the radar coming up. You know, I was talking about other programs earlier, and I don't have anything against other treatment programs. I am partial, obviously, because I, you know, if you want to talk about just scientific, you know, or numbers, Teen Challenge has the highest success rate of any treatment program, really, in the nation. I mean, we're talking about a success rate somewhere between 75 and 80% after 5 years after graduation, compared to one that's actually less than 10, secular programs, less than 10% success rate. So that's quite a difference. And obviously, you guys know what that difference is. Amen. That's what it is. Because who the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. But one of the, you know, Adult and Teen Challenge, one of the things, like I said, these guys go to work. They are actively involved in their program. But, you know, for people that don't have financial means to pay for treatment, we don't require it. If you or your family has something that can contribute, great. But if people, which is often the case when they find themselves in addiction, have zero resources, zero money, we're bringing those people in. And we raise all the money through our big fundraisers. Maybe some of you have been to our gala before. But one of the main ways we are able to fund Adult and Teen Challenge is through our student sponsorship program, which is a really cool program where somebody could sign up to sponsor a student and for $45 a month not only contribute to helping that student pay for their program, but also you get to correspond with that student and, you know, be updated on their journey and follow on with them and pray for them and, you know, correspond, write letters and whatnot. And I've got a really cool video that's just more testimonies that I'd like to play to give you guys just a really good idea of what the student sponsorship is and just hear some more stories about how the Lord changes lives. So watch the video.
My name is Stephanie and I'm from Brownsville.
Hi, my name is Adam.
My name is Jason.
My name is Joseph.
Faustino.
Amanda.
I was addicted to heroin and meth.
Drug of choice was opiates in general.
Bulimia. And then I masked that with severe alcohol.
Meth and heroin.
Addiction was like walking through hell.
The darkest time in my life.
It's very hard and it's lonely.
Chaos everywhere, depression all the time, and anger 24/7.
My whole family had abandoned me because of all of the pain and suffering I'd caused.
And I really had no drive or no hope or just no purpose of living.
I viewed myself as a junkie.
I saw myself as worthless. I saw myself as I deserve to live under that bridge.
The Adult and Teen Challenge program for me was a place of peace, a place where I could finally find out who I was, who I was intended to be, and who, honestly, God created me to be.
The program was easy for me to be in, but it required change, and that was the hard part for me.
It was difficult, but it was worth it.
No pun intended, it's challenging. It's definitely a beautiful process, but it's in no terms easy.
The hardest year ever, but the best.
I found who I was without drugs, without alcohol, without an eating disorder.
I learned that I'm chosen, that I'm accepted, that I'm loved.
God is a God of forgiveness, of mercy, of grace.
I found freedom from the chains that I'd worn my entire life.
And I learned that my past does not define me.
My identity now and forever is I'm a child of God.
I look to His word and the truth and not to the lies of the enemy.
Honestly, it's all because of Jesus. Before, I was a dirtbag.
The trust that people have for me now. Nobody trusted me before I came in this program. And now I'm responsible for a campus, men's lives. God has entrusted me with a lot. And 12 years ago, that would not have been the case.
Sponsorship was an anchor in this wild program.
The sponsorship program is designed to help people get through the program that can't financially afford it.
It helps students know that there is someone out there who cares about them and is praying for them.
It was humbling, but it was also, I didn't understand why. I didn't understand why somebody who didn't know me would want to pray for me. It was amazing because I had burnt a lot of bridges in my past, and I didn't think anybody cared enough to pray for me or want me to do better. And having a sponsor, I saw that there are people that cared.
I've seen guys who were on the brink of the edge, about to leave, and they received a letter from their sponsors, which gave them hope to stay another day.
To any of those sponsors out there that are listening that may have sponsored me, I want to say thank you.
I would like to say thank you to all of my sponsors. They all made a difference. There was days when I wanted to give up and I wanted to quit. And I know it sounds cliche, but they sent that letter and they listened to God's voice and told me exactly what I needed to hear in that moment that kept me going, kept me focused on the bigger picture and staying.
They help give that hope to somebody that doesn't have hope.
You make it possible for people like me.
Thank you to all of our current sponsors. You guys keep this program up and operational, so we can't thank you enough.
If you're considering on sponsoring a student, it can help change a life.
Help save a life. Help change a life. Put hope within reach.
Yeah. One time I was telling one of our leadership team, I got these ideas to present student sponsorship, and he said, no, just play the video. You can't do near as good a job as they do. So that's what I do. I play the video, and, you know, it is a very vital part of that keeps Adult and Teen Challenge up and operational as people that believe. However you say that, when we when you guys let out of church, if you are interested or just want to visit with us, we'll be out there at a table. And so come and say hi. And if you're interested in sponsoring a student, I have the stuff to do that. So I've got one more testimony I want to share with you guys. Just a couple minutes, 3 to 5, Cody. Okay. But if you would, Cody's going to come up. Cody is actually one of our staff members now. He's been in the program here, been an intern, and now is a staff member. So he's kind of done the full gambit of what Teen Challenge has to offer here in Billings. So I want to introduce Cody.
3 to 5 minutes, huh? So my name is Cody. I'm from Oklahoma as well. About 8 o'clock this morning, Ryan asked me, you know what you're going to share? And I said, yeah. No. Always comes out different. But we were discipled under the same leadership. Ryan's a good friend of mine, and it's my privilege to serve beside him, these men. The highest position you could ever have in the kingdom is a servant. I'll run through really quickly. I kind of got one of those stories that start out really young. I won't go into a lot of detail because, you know, there are still a few young ones in here. But at the age of 8 years old, I was forcefully held down and used to drugs. And I had a pretty bad childhood. By the time I was 16, I had already had an adult felony. I was running drugs all over town, cooking methamphetamines. You know, my 18th birthday, I got a 20-year sentence in prison that they knocked down. I got it reduced. But I just want to paint this portrayal of, from a young child, nothing but drugs. A lot of hurt. You know, a misconception of who I was. Not understanding that I was meant for more, that my life had more. After about 27 years of living like that, I found myself facing two life sentences, two 40s, two 20s, two 10s, two 8s, two 4s, and a 1. And the same judge that told me that if you ever set foot in my court again, I'm just going to give you the max. And so when I got arrested and I'm standing in front of him, they gave me a $350,000 bond, and I just knew it was over. I got back to my cell and I kind of cried out to God, and I said, God, if you're real, I need you to show me. I need you to show me beyond a shadow of a doubt that you love me. And there was a Bible that was in there, and I had threw it against the wall, and I was getting ready to rip up the sheet and hang myself. And a guard stood at my door and told me to pack my stuff that I was bonding out. I'm like, what do you mean? I burn every bridge. don't play with me, you know. And he said, no, you're bonding out. And what had happened after I left that courtroom, that judge gave me an OR bond to go to Teen Challenge. And then he took, and I remember when I passed, that all happened, you know. And I remember when I packed up, and I remember picking up that Bible, and there was, I wish I still had that Bible, but there was only one scripture highlighted in that whole Bible, and it was that he had took the sins against you and nailed them to the cross. And so I started my journey with Teen Challenge, and I still ended up having to go to prison. I ended up, out of all of that, I only ended up doing 2 years and 8 months. You know, and God really used me. I ended up serving and getting credentialed, and after I got out and licensed and working in ministry, and then I kind of went and did my own thing. I had some things happen in my life that really rocked my world, and looking back now, I can see some scriptures in Revelations where it tells me that You have a reputation for being alive, but inside you are dead. And it tells me to return back to my first love and do the works that I did at first. And I ended up relapsing, and the guilt and condemnation that came with everything, I ended up taking my life. I put a ratchet strap around my neck, and it was over, and they found me dead like 16 minutes later. I spent some time in the mental hospital, and then after I got out of that, I was just there, just existing. There was no life in me. And I remember coming home from work one day, and God just hit me, and he says, if you don't go to Montana, I'm going to let you die in your sin. So I called Randall up, and I said, Randall, I'm ready. And it was about maybe a month later, they had a bed for me, and I've been here since. But I'm a restoration student that he was talking about. I'm that guy that the world says that there's no hope for. But the world doesn't define my future. This morning when we sang that there ain't no sinner that he can't save, that's me. That's me. Because somebody told me about their Jesus. I just want you guys to know that through the restoration program, God really got him a hold of my heart. Because see, for the first time in my life, it wasn't a prison sentence hanging over my head. It was my eternity. For the first time, I wanted it. For the first time, I dug in. You know, and I'm here today. I wish I would have thought to show you some pictures. But there was no life. Today I'm alive in Christ. Not only do I have the opportunity to serve these men, but even as a staff member, I'm still discipled into. And that's the great thing about Adult and Teen Challenge. There's not some end goal. There's discipleship all the way up to leadership. It's not about being sober. That's the byproduct of our relationship with Christ. We're discipled. It's not always fun. It's not always easy. In fact, it's real messy. You would want to be anywhere. There's times where you would want to be anywhere but here. But the work that Christ is doing in our lives, our testimonies that we're sharing here. If it wasn't for somebody else's testimony, I would have never believed that I could have a different life in Christ. If it wasn't for men that stayed put and let God shine through them, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. The person that God's calling me to be. You know, and I'm grateful for this church. Pastor Jordan's actually my mentor. I asked him when I got here if he would mentor me. And so this church in particular, it's my honor to just share a small part of my story. But life's changed when Jesus is involved. And like Club said, our goal is to provide a space where men can encounter Christ. Thank you.
Amen. That's the true statement and the whole crux of what Teen Challenge. Lives change when people encounter Jesus. We can be made new in Christ. You know, I think, you know, with Cody's story too, a lot of people would probably say that about a lot of us. I know that's how I felt for a long time. You know, I was the kind of person that nobody had hope for, you know? And so, praise God that that's not our true identity. And that each one of us, whether you dealt with addiction, I know we all got our stuff, right? Like, I know ours is very apparent. It's kind of out in the open when you're dealing with addiction. But we all have our things, and praise God that we serve a good God who's full of grace and mercy and willing to take us back anytime we'll turn back to Him. Amen. Real quick, this will just take a couple minutes. I know we're getting close to end here. I do want to read one scripture to you guys. I actually already mentioned it, but it's a scripture that actually is very kind of near and dear to me with Adult and Teen Challenge, because when I was a staff member back in Oklahoma, they asked me, hey, what's the scripture that you really remember from Adult and Teen Challenge? We were doing some video or something. They wanted me to, you know, recite it. And that scripture is out of John chapter 8. And it's actually verses 31 is where we'll start, and 32. But I want to read those for you real quick. And I got just a couple things I want to mention. So John chapter 8, verse 31. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth. Came to Adult and Teen Challenge, will set you free. Amen. I know when I came to Adult and Teen Challenge, I needed freedom. I know what it's like to be a slave. You know, I know what it's like to be in bondage. You know, a slave, you don't have a choice, really. At the end of my addiction, I promise, if I could have chose to stop, I would have. But I was a slave. And, you know, one of the things we're trying to, you know, constantly or, you know, show these men is so that first there you see that he's talking to the Jews who had believed. So that's important, because these are people who already believed on Jesus. So I kind of break this down into three steps. Step one is we have to believe. So that's the first step. And then if this is a discipleship program, Teen Challenge is, but I think we're all called to be disciples, correct? The next thing there is that if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. I think that's important, truly. So first we believe, but then we have to abide in his word. What's abide in his word mean? I think, yeah, the scriptures, obviously, but it's to walk in Jesus' teachings. To align our lives with the teachings of Jesus. The amazing thing about coming to faith in Christ is, you know, Jesus says that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Because when you have this idea, I know, at least I did, you know, before, it's like, man, it's a lot of rules. It's a lot of, you know, this and that. Like, I got to give up this and give up that. But actually, when we have an encounter with Jesus, we begin to desire to do the things that Jesus teaches. Right? Amen to that. And so as I started coming to Christ, I found that it wasn't like this huge burdensome thing. Like, I actually desired to do the things that Jesus taught. And then it says, you know, and if you will know the truth, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I experienced this knowing the truth in a very powerful way. When I first got to Adult and Teen Challenge, I had tried to read the Bible a few times. And it was like, you know, Chinese arithmetic, and start reading, like, you know, had zero understanding. It's like I would open Genesis and start reading. Like, all I knew is you start at the beginning. It must be like every other book. You know, we don't do that at Teen Challenge. We actually start the guys in the New Testament, give them a good, healthy understand of how the story ends, and then you can go back, and the beginning makes a lot more sense. But I would get into Genesis, and I'd be reading, you know, genealogy, and I couldn't make it, you know, past the first, you know, five or six chapters. And so when I was at Teen Challenge and I started reading the Bible, I was being faithful, and I was doing because, yeah, I was being made to, just to be perfectly honest. I was being made to, but I was doing it, and I was praying every night to God, God, give me eyes to see. Remove the scales from my eyes, you know, help me to understand. And I'm telling you, it was crazy. It was like one day it made sense. I was praying this prayer every night, and it's like God snapped his fingers and turned the lights on. And all of a sudden the scriptures came alive. And now every time I had a chance, not because they were making me, I was like running into my room and jumping in my bed. I remember I used to just lay on my back. And at first, my eyes were open, it's like I couldn't get enough of it. And so he helped me to know the truth. And that truth I think one thing that it says, and you know what it's talking about here, it says, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free, is the truth of what Jesus has done and who we are in Christ. Because there's another type of, you know, slave sin, being a slave to sin is bondage, but there's also another type of bondage. And that's the bondage of works earned salvation, where it's all on us. It's all dependent on us. You know, man, every time I screw up that I fall out of favor with God. And this idea. But when we look at what Jesus has done on the cross and who we are in Him, and if it's true that He, I guess it was Cody that said it a minute ago, maybe Aaron, that He has taken all our sins and nailed them to the cross, that He did the work. That we don't have to. And there's freedom in that. Because you can walk in freedom and okay, yeah, life isn't perfect. None of us are sinless. We're going to fall back. But we can trust that Jesus has taken care of that and we can get up and move forward. And so that's freedom. And there's only, you know, it's one more thing. You know, I think it's funny. If we read on, we're not going to read on, but it says there that a verse down, it says, the Jews stand up and they say, we've never been in bondage. What? They had been in bondage for the last 1,000 years, like basically since the beginning of their existence. And they were blind to their own bondage. And I think there's a couple meanings there, but I read that and that jumps off the page to me. But it's funny because we look at those stories and think, man, those people were crazy. How was taught my life? That's what I was taught that freedom was by the culture. But when really, that's bondage. That's actually bondage. People like that, they're a slave to their passions, they're a slave to this world, to money, career, whatever it is. Because there's only one place you can truly find freedom in this life. And that's freedom in Christ. We can walk in real freedom. Amen? Amen. Just again, so thankful for this church and your guys' support. And if you don't mind, I'll pray with you real quick. And then I think Pastor's going to come out and close this out. Thank you, guys. Father, we love you, Lord. We're so thankful for Bethany, these great people, Lord, for this body of Christ, God, just their fellowship, their friendship, their support, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be here together today to worship you. What an amazing time of worship earlier. And we praise you, Lord. We know, Lord, that your word says that we can do nothing apart from you, God. So we look to you in every aspect of our life, not just here at church on Sunday, Lord, but as we go throughout the week, in everything that we do, we look to you, Lord, and we trust that when we walk with you, we can walk in true freedom and in newness of life, God, and we're so grateful for that, because not one of us deserve it, Lord, but there's grace and mercy and love found in you, Lord, and so we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name, amen.
Man, I appreciate you, Ryan. That was great. You know, we have Teen Challenge out not because we need to get them funding, but because of what we've witnessed in lives changed. See, we have an opportunity right now to partner with what God is doing in people's hearts and lives. You know, the Bible talks about the true riches. You know, if we can be entrusted with our earthly wealth, we can be entrusted with true riches. You know what the true riches really are? Those lives changed. Those lives that have been changed by what Jesus Christ did at the cross. So this morning, I want to just take a quick second and present to you guys an opportunity. He talked about the spiritual development camp that they're going to here in August. We as a church body want to sow into that. And so I want to give you guys the opportunity this morning. If the Holy Spirit is placing on your heart to give, you can make your checks out to Bethany. You can put them in the offering box there in the back and just mark it Teen Challenge. And we're going to collect everything that we can and send it with them so that they can go see lives changed, hearts ministered to, the Lord really work in their lives and their hearts. So again, make your checks out to Bethany, mark Teen Challenge. If you feel led by the Lord to invest in these men's lives, and invest in the work that they're doing at Teen Challenge. I know we as a church will definitely be sowing into that. Go have a great week. Appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for coming out this morning. It was great to see every one of you. Go have a great week. Y'all are dismissed. See you next week.